Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a returning guest, one of my favorites, Dr. Paul Kanger. He's a best-selling author, a columnist. He's a professor of both history and politics at Grove City College. And we're going to talk about one of his columns recently. It was one related to what's been going on in Pennsylvania during the voting, and are there serious allegations of voter fraud. What did he write about recently? And the media, by the way, has been saying all along something along basically saying, hey, there's nothing to see here, move on. All right, Dr. Paul Kanger, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, it's always good to be with you, Jimmy. Hi.
Okay, good. So okay. Tell us about Pennsylvania, what happened recently in Gettysburg with Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, Trump's legal team.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation, Jerry. So, I mean, I live here. I live in Pennsylvania. And so I'm watching all of this very carefully. And I've been writing about the Pennsylvania presidential race for my columns for the American Spectator for probably about 8 weeks now.
Can you be closer into the mic? Closer into the mic, if you would. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a feedback on your phone.
Oh, so, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
There, that's better.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's an amazing situation. Donald Trump was actually leading Joe Biden in Pennsylvania by about 700,000 votes. All right. I mean, 700,000 votes, right? I mean, the difference in Georgia and Wisconsin, Arizona, some of these other places are 13, 14, 15, 20,000 votes. Okay. So Trump was up by 700,000 the night of November 3rd, kind of late. I guess it would have been early Wednesday morning, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that lead just evaporated over the next few days. And it evaporated primarily through mail-in ballots. But even then, and I remember writing about this for American Spectator, I think it might have been maybe that Thursday or Friday. I mean, for Joe Biden to have caught Donald Trump or passed him on mail-in ballots, I mean, he would have needed, two, 3 million of these ballots, and he would have needed at least 80% of the vote on all those ballots. And all those mail-ins weren't even Democrats. I think maybe like 65, 70% of them were Democrats, maybe like 20% Republicans, maybe another 10, 20% independents, something like that. So I mean, the numbers, it would have been almost impossible to do this. Well, he allegedly, reportedly did it. And, you know, he now leads Donald Trump by, now all the votes are in, now that Biden apparently passed Trump. And he leads him by about 1.2% in the state of Pennsylvania. And this just doesn't add up. I mean, it seems like, you know, what was a mathematical impossibility would have somehow transpired, or at least according to the vote tally. And I know what you're really asking me about here. So about a week ago, this would have been Thanksgiving Eve. It would have been Wednesday, November 25th in Gettysburg at the Wyndham Hotel in Gettysburg. The state Senate Republicans held hearings. Rudy Giuliani testified, and a guy testified by the name of retired Colonel Phil Waldron. And Waldron, who's been observing what he calls these impossible spike anomalies in the voting patterns, said that over a course of about 90 minutes, about 600,000 votes came in. Okay. And are you ready for this? It was about 570,000 some votes for Biden and about 3,200 for Donald Trump.
Wow. Okay. So nearly 600,000 for Biden and 3,000 for Trump. I mean, 600,000 versus 3,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 570 some odd thousand versus 3,200. The math on that would be Biden 99.4%. versus Trump 0.6.
Wow.
And that's across, I forget about even getting that in a batch of 1,000 votes. To get that in a batch of almost 600,000 votes that all come in within about 90 minutes, I mean, how is that possible? And of course, if you have that kind of a swing, well, right then and there, that's how you could make Donald Trump lose a 600,000 vote advantage, right? Just like that. So this was testified to on Wednesday the 25th. I was watching Newsmax that night. Greg Kelly reports. I had had Fox on to see if I could hear anything about the nothing there. And then I saw this exchange between Waldron and Giuliani. And my son was across the room from me, Jerry. And I said, "Did you hear that?" And he said, "Yeah." So we froze the TV. We rewound it, listened to it again. I immediately looked for it online. Couldn't find anything. Next day, looked online. Couldn't find anything. I found it reported by Breitbart. I found it clipped at Real Clear Politics. I went to the actual video, which was recorded by Right Side Broadcasting Network, which is a little conservative source that was there. CNN wasn't there. They didn't broadcast it. And I sat there, Jerry. I created my own transcript of the exchange. It took me like 45 minutes, you know, listening over and over and over and over and over and over again, making sure I didn't get a single word wrong.
Wow.
And no one even reported on it. And so, you know, I have all these questions, just like you probably do right now. How would these votes have flipped? Who would have done this? What does it mean to have a batch of votes like that? Does the computer flip it? Who has their finger on the button? Does this happen in Harrisburg, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., you know, Moscow, you know, Baghdad, Peking, Beijing, right? Yeah, how does this happen?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I don't know, and we don't know, and no one in the media is even reporting on it.
Yeah, is amazing.
It's just outrageous.
Do you know approximately what time on the wee hours of November 4th, that would be the Wednesday morning after the election day, what time frame did these votes all come in? About?
After 1:30. I have absolutely no idea.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
That it would be the easiest thing in the world to get to call hearings or for a New York Times reporter or USA Today or somebody to call Waldron and ask him. And he's got it all graphed out. And just look at it. By the way, I wrote on this in my piece for the American Spectator. It's called Pennsylvania Bombshell, which Real Clear Politics linked to it.
Good.
It's the most read piece of Real Clear Politics over the last 7 days. This shows how hungry people are for information like this.
Yeah.
I had another fact in that piece that turned out to be incorrect, because what Waldron reported turned out to have been updated, and so what Waldron initially said turned out to be incorrect based on updates. And that piece of the article, Jerry, that was fact-checked and by USA Today and some others, and they said, "Aha! Wrong!" Right? Well, the 570 to 3200 hasn't even been fact-checked.
Mm.
And I've been through this before. You and I talked about my Ted Kennedy KGB thing probably a dozen times. That was never fact-checked, at least in the way that I reported it. When others misreported it in a different way, then it was fact-checked by people who tried to blow holes through it. So they fact-check it and they disprove it if they know that it's inaccurate. But if there's something that they think might be accurate, the slimy, liberal, biased media that's shamelessly partisan, if they see something out there like that that might be accurate, they'll avoid fact-checking it. They'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They simply ignore it. They let it go. So is this accurate, what Waldron said? I don't know, but could somebody with authority find out? Because I'd like to know. This is my state of Pennsylvania. If some kind of egregious vote manipulation like this happened, I want to know about it.
Yeah, there really has been such a media censorship. And what I don't understand, Paul, and you think about this, even liberals and, let's say, Democrats that, you know, okay, we'll disagree about Trump and so forth. Okay, fine. But can't we all agree as Americans that voter integrity is of paramount importance? You can't cheat in elections, and if you do, you know, what are you trying to do? Turn America into a banana republic?
Well, that's right. And I even say at the end of my Spectator article that if this had happened to Joe Biden, I would protest this too. And I really would. And you have to think, you know, liberals listening right now, if there are claims out there like this one that I'm talking about, 570,000 versus 3,200, if you want your boy to be respected and taken seriously when he's sworn in as president, Joe Biden, you should answer this. And if this is incorrect, then get it out there and explain that it's incorrect. And don't give me that, well, they won't believe it anyway. I'll believe it if you show that it's incorrect. I'll believe it. I know some people won't, but you know what can you do? But when you've got to answer charges like this, the state of Pennsylvania should answer this charge, and the state of Pennsylvania hasn't. And the state of Pennsylvania right now is run by far left governor, secretary of state, attorney general Josh Shapiro, and also five state Supreme Court justices who are just partisans. They're political partisans before they're really good judges.
Well, one of the things I don't understand is it's my understanding that Alito, that is Justice Alito, Samuel Alito of the Supreme Court, an emergency thing was brought up, and he said, well, look, okay, as you're counting the ballots in Pennsylvania, just make sure that you differentiate clearly those ballots that were in by 8 o'clock, November 3rd, 2020, and those ballots that came in afterwards, even though there was some sort of emergency, appeal or whatever, and I guess the state Supreme Court even ruled in Pennsylvania, they would allow, ballots that were a few days late. And so what Alito was saying is, it's not kosher, but at least separate the two. And it's my understanding that they have not been obeying what Alito said. So I don't know how this is all going to work out.
Well, the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court is egregious, and they created this problem to begin with by ordering this whole mail-in ballot process, which they're not allowed to do. I mean, election law is made by the state legislature. So, they usurped the legislature's constitutional authority.
Wow.
And then when the Trump administration tried to challenge what the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court did, the Supreme Court ruled against them. And in one case, even said, oh, now you're too late. Right? Now you're too late. So it's really what our state Supreme Court has done is a national embarrassment. And I mean, you talk about liberal activism from the bench. How many times have you and I talked about Roe v. Wade over the years, right? Or the U.S. Supreme Court with wiping off the marriage laws in 50 states,
right?
In 50 different states for Obergefell. Well, what the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court has done here with the election law, this has had major national consequences, and it shows just how dangerous judicial activism and progressivism is. At the state level as well as the federal level.
Okay, we have 1 minute to wrap up, but it's interesting, Paul. This has not just been happening in Pennsylvania, say the allegations, but Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona and Georgia.
That's right. Yeah, and there are some really awful cases that I've read in other states, and I follow Pennsylvania most carefully because that's just simply what I've been writing about.
Yeah.
But Michigan, Arizona, and Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia, I'd have to do the math on this, Jerry, but if you add up the three of those combined, and I think that's less of a voter differential in terms of total votes than even Pennsylvania is right now. Yeah, this is a razor-thin election. All those states went Trump's way in 2016. And it looks like they're all going against Trump in 2020. And that's contrary to the internal data polling that the Trump team had, which is why the Trump team is rightly suspicious of this right now. I don't blame them at all.
Okay. Dr. Paul Kanger, faithandfreedom.com. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
All right, Jerry. Same to you.
You too. Bye-bye.